Hello, it's Misty Nierski, and I'm doing day number 10 of my MXTXtober 2024 prompts, which I will link the Instagram page that I'm using for the prompts. And I do a cold read every day of October around MXTX's works following a prompt every day. And so today it is wound slash scar. Now, once again, I have not really followed the prompt. I have, because wound slash scar wasn't really like showing anything in AO3. Oh yeah, by the way, I just basically just type the word into AO3 and then just find them. So I kind of work around it and put other words in. So I put hurt in to try and get some, you know, when people have gotten hurt. And I found this Mojang one that I feel like works. I wanted to record it, and I've shoved it into my prompt because wound slash scar, like he kind of hurts himself, kind of. Anyway, the fic I have chosen is Anxiety and Caffeine Are Having a Cockfight in My Brain by Tossawary, I think. Let me know how to pronounce your name if it is wrong, please. And yep, yeah, it's a scum villain Mojang fic. So yeah, author's notes. I've written a lot of pre-canon and pre-slash and canon divergence so far, so here's some post-canon Mojang in an established relationship. Sometimes a transmigrator has feelings of homesickness and gets a little self-destructive. Thanks for the prompt. Enjoy. Shang Qinghua's head hurt, and his eyes were watering, and he was beginning, just maybe, to think that creating an experimental stimulant because he missed the non-organic goodness of energy drinks with an unreasonable passion had been a bad idea. Just maybe. Even his fingernails ached for some reason. He hadn't known that was a thing. He let his head fall onto the desk, away from the paperwork, but it wasn't cool enough to help. He probably should have gotten up and stumbled for his bag of miracle cures, which was somewhere around his Ice Palace office, except he had no guarantee that those wouldn't make things worse, and he had no guarantee that he'd be able to make it there. Although, maybe the floor would be cooler? Oh, sliding slowly to the cold floor and staying there sounded pretty good right about now, actually. Note to self. Note to self when he could muster the energy to hold a writing utensil or form memories again. This sudden hangover crash was not worth the hour of joyous yet frantic productivity his concoction had brought him. Sure, he'd done maybe 4 hours of work inside of one, but now he was going to need to spend a minimum of 6 hours to pass 6 hours passed out on a vaguely horizontal surface to recover. The maths did not check out. Those were some bad, bad numbers that knew exactly what he'd done and delighted in his obscure, unceasing, and probably totally avoidable suffering. Shang Qinghua didn't notice the person waking up to him. Mere footsteps couldn't hope to break through the orchestral brawl going on inside his head right now. He was pretty sure that he could hear his own blood flow right now, which was terrifying and also sucked. He did feel the large hand that landed on the back of his neck. It was cold. It was like every ache in his body was being pulled out through that beautiful point of contact. It felt really good.
"Why are you on the floor?"
Mo Bijun said. Shang Qinghua opened his eyes. Oh, he was on the floor. When had that happened? Thankfully, he wasn't face down on the floor like a rag doll victim of a murder, but he seemed to have moved to the floor anyway, while somehow keeping his forehead on the desk. Mu Beijun, by the position of his boots and the fold of his robes, was crouching next to him, keeping that peerlessly lovely hand on the back of Shang Qinghua's neck.
"I don't know," Shang Qinghua mumbled.
Mu Beijun's fingers were tangling with his hair, sending sweet relief all throughout his skull, and also loosening his hair from its topknot. Shang Qinghua sighed. Unlike another human, Mu Beijun wouldn't warm up in time. Their bodies wouldn't match each other naturally. Story of their fucking lives. The ache was beginning to creep around the edges of Mu Beijun's power, looking for a way to recoup its newly conquered territory. So Shang Qinghua really had no choice but to reach up and get a good grip on Mu Beijun's shoulder. No choice. No choice but to transfer himself from leaning on the desk to leaning against the demon lord's body. Ah, it was like hugging a... Well, it was like hugging a very large and muscular man whose body happened to run cold. At a very awkward angle. Mu Beijun stiffened at first. Ah, too much? Sorry, Shang Qinghua said, beginning to pull away. Whatever they had now, which still confused the fuck out of him on the best of days, Mu Beijun and Shang Qinghua was too much of a plot twist to handle. It didn't mean that he had permission to use the Northern King as a resting place. He should have known that. But Mu Beijun still had him loosely by the back of the neck, and shifted to the floor himself, drawing Shang Qinghua back against him. Oh, that was a much better angle. Shang Qinghua could still sit on the floor between Mu Beijun's legs, the side of his head against the man's chest, which was the best vaguely horizontal resting surface a man could ask for. Shang Qinghua was going to get too cold from this sooner or later, of course, so they'd need to bring blankets or spiritual energy or something into the equation. But at this moment, it was really perfect. Also, what the fuck? He definitely deserved this, but this was still weird. From this new position, Shang Qinghua could see Mu Beijun reach with his free hand for the empty cup left on his desk. It was tiny, like a shot glass, but clearly even that had been enough to wreck an immortal cultivator. Mu Beijun lifted the empty cup to his nose and sniffed the dregs. Shang Qinghua couldn't see the man's expression, but he thought he could feel a little revulsion in the way Mu Beijun pulled back from it. He definitely felt the loud sneeze that went through the demon lord's body. And the second one. And the third. All kindly directed into Mu Beijun's free arm's shoulder instead of directly into Shang Qinghua. Nice! Also, wow, Mu Beijun was a loud sneezer. That wasn't cute at all. He could at least see the way Mu Beijun slammed the cup back on the desk, disgusted.
What did you drink?
I was trying to recreate a drink from my home, my king.
Mu Beijun was silent for a long time after that. Actually, Shang Qinghua had no idea how much time passed. His ability to perceive the passage of time seemed to have turned upside down and inside out. He knew that time was passing, but, that was about it. Well, no matter how much time passed, he was good to spend it right here.
From Xiangjiang Mountain Sect?
Mu Beijun asked finally. Oh, no, before that. I had a life before Xiangjiang and cultivation and demons, you know. Shang Qinghua answered. It's been a while, though. I never made it myself.
Is it supposed to smell like that?
Mu Beijun said next, like he was re-evaluating whether or not Shang Qinghua had a sense of smell at all. because obviously no one with a sense of smell would have willingly put a drink like that, that smells like that, into their body. Shang Qinghua laughed. Yeah, actually, more or less. Mubi Jun's silence said a lot about his opinions on human tastes, as though demons were any better in their cuisine. Shang Qinghua did not enjoy demon realm cuisine. It's not meant to taste good, really, Shang Qinghua added, defensively.
Is it for ritual purposes?
Mubi Jun said, as a man whose family had a lot of extremely disturbing rituals, many of which involved consuming disturbing substances. Unfortunately, Shang Qinghua didn't think slamming back an energy drink in order to regularly bang out bad porn for money over the internet counted as a ritual. No matter how many times he'd done it, or how many other authors over the ages and across the world had done the exact same thing, Mubi Jun wouldn't be impressed. No, it's just... Mubi Jun's grip on the back of Shang Qinghua's neck tightened slightly.
Is it medicine?
Shang Qinghua laughed again, even though laughing actually kind of hurt. No, it's... He sighed. It's just a cultural drink that's meant to give you energy for a while, so you can be more productive and alert, at least in my case. There's always a small crash afterwards, and this one is just... the kick is a little worse than I expected, my king. They're not really good for you at all, really.
It's a drug,
Mubi Jun said flatly.
Well, that's what medicines are too, Shang Qinghua muttered.
And alcohol is a recreational drug, even if people want to pretend that it's somehow different. Although, I don't think most demons really care, do they? They don't pretend anything.
What did that last new lord, Luo Binghe, flatten want us to serve him at that welcome to be subjugated banquet, my king? A crack cocaine knockoff, basically?
I do not know what that is,
Mubi Jun said, sounding annoyed. Shang Qinghua sighed.
It's a drug.
He waved a hand in the vague direction of his experimental energy drink cup. That's a drug. And a bad idea. I didn't think it through. I don't know what I was thinking, missing that crap. It's not good. It was never good. The ache was seeping back underneath his chilled skin, apparently evolved to withstand the cold now. Shang Qinghua's temple ached. His nose ached. His eyes felt watery. He still missed energy drinks, actually, even now. And the internet, and streaming dramas, and music videos, and salty noodles that were terrible for him but actually tasted good. And the glow of the alarm clock that sat on the side of his bed he didn't sleep on. And the light of the city outside his window of an apartment which sucked, but at least no one had ever tried to kill him there. It was all hazy now, worn to smooth nostalgia by the passage of time, even though he'd lived more years in this life than that one now. My king, have you ever missed something that wasn't good for you? Mubi Jun didn't answer immediately. Or maybe he did, and Shang Qinghua couldn't hear him through the pounding in his head. Or maybe Shang Qinghua's brain, while attempting to regain the ability to perceive the passage of time, had slowed down the world to half speed, or put it on fast forward, rendering him incapable of understanding noise. Who knew? Eventually, he felt Mubi Jun's other arm come around him as well.
Yes,
Mubi Jun said quietly. Shang Qinghua was cold now, but he didn't really feel like moving. If he was going to be miserable, he might as well be miserable in the arms of a handsome demon lord, who very possibly loved him, and very luckily put up with him anyway. He closed his eyes at some point and found that he couldn't really open them again, even though he wasn't actually asleep. So he felt Moby Jin stand up, picking Shang Qinghua up effortlessly.
"I have work to do," he mumbled.
"I have people for that,"
Moby Jin answered. Shang Qinghua frowned, which seemed to be the only piece of his body he could really move at the moment.
"I know," he said, annoyed. "I'm people."
Moby Jin snorted. Shang Qinghua would have argued the point more. He really would have. Except shortly after, he felt the familiar furs of his bed against his face. His consciousness slipped away from him. The end. Author's notes. Based on the A Guide to Troubled Birds quote, anxiety and caffeine are having a cockfight in my brain. Soft Mushang. It's good stuff. And reader's notes. Yeah, this was super cute. This was also my first Mushang fic. And I definitely will be doing more. I think Lo Shen, so Liu Qingge and Shen Xingqiu and Mo Shang are my two favorite scum villain couples. So I will definitely be doing more. But this was, yeah, just a cute, sweet and short. And honestly, I feel like most people would be trying to recreate some kind of caffeine, because I will tell you, I have had a cup of tea every single day of my life. Not every single day of my life. Since I was like 13, I've had one possibly every single day of my life, normally more than two. And I remember when I lived at home when I was a kid, and then I left to go to university, and I didn't make myself a cup of tea. Because I just couldn't be bothered because I was living alone. I seriously felt the effects, and that's only from tea, let alone Shang Qinghua, who's probably overdosing on energy drinks like three times a day. I can definitely imagine him doing that. So I feel like him as a baby was probably just so zonked all the time from the caffeine withdrawals. Anyway, this is a really cute fic. I'm glad I chose this for day number 10, wound/scar. And it's kind of a wound. He was freaking out, okay. If you enjoyed the story, please go back to the original fic and give kudos/comments. And thank you again to Tossawari, for having blanket permission to perform. To record profics of their work. Slight disclaimer. If you are listening to this as I am posting this, currently the Internet Archive has been hacked and is down. So this will only be on Google Drive. I'm just gonna put it on Google Drive, but I will go back and add the embed and archive link. So basically you can play it directly from AO3 whenever it comes up. I think the people have announced that it'll take a few days. So hopefully, and I'm sure most people who are listening to this, you will see the embed right there. But anyway, if you are, just heads up. I will see you all tomorrow for my next prompt.